Week one of the 2024 Utah legislative session is donezo.
And things are moving fast. I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Sage Miller. On the second day of the session, lawmakers began tackling two hot-button bills, quite literally at the same time.
Repealing diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and restricting transgender bathroom access took their first steps to becoming law.
This week on State Street, we're going to focus on one of those topics, diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. By Friday, it had already passed the House. We'll be tackling transgender issues later this season.
As for DEI, Republican lawmakers say it's gotta go, starting with programs in public schools, universities, and government agencies.
But the Democrats, not big fans of the proposal, to say the least.
Before we dive in, we're putting together a panel of Republican voters to talk about the upcoming presidential preference poll. If you're interested in sharing your views, we've got a quick survey as we look for people to join us February 24th at our studios in Salt Lake City. You can find that at KUER.org/voterpanel.
The reason that there are offices dedicated to first-gen students, the Latinx students, queer students, is not because they deserve more resources, it's because they've had traditionally less access to resources.
My concerns is just the impact that it would have on someone like me, not only just a native of Utah, but just a black man in general, the support that I've had throughout my life here and how these different organizations and programs in high school and college helped me out.
DEI is not what it sounds like. It is terrible, and it creates inequality. It is injustice, and those kind of things must be stopped.
We live in Utah. And Utah has an anti-black history that must be considered when we talk about race and race relations in this state.
This bill allows people to be judged by the content of their character, not being suppressed by the color of their skin, and not being given privileges because of the color of their skin.
I personally, as a college student in Utah, I've heard many discriminatory things in my classroom, like black students being called the N-word. And let me tell you, there was zero pushback. And so not only do we need to do more, we cannot go backwards.
I was born and raised in Cuba. I lived most of my life under a communist regime that taught me how to think, what to say, and what to study, where to work. I was discriminated because of my way of thinking. I couldn't get a job. I couldn't succeed in life just because of who I was, I didn't agree with the government. So in America, we already have equality of rights for everybody and equality of opportunity. We don't need to fight anymore for this. What happened in the past is in the past. Now we need to focus on the present. We don't need a law to fix anything related to equality.
As you heard, lots of opinions on this one. Shout out to KUER education reporter Martha Harris for helping gather some of those. You're a gem.
Those all came from before and during the bill's first committee hearing on January 17th. I was there and watched it all. The hearing was over 2.5 hours long, and an hour and a half of that was public comment.
So what do Republicans say the problem is with DEI? Well, the words diversity, equity, and inclusion together at the same time.
Basically, they want the name to go away, but the work can continue with some restrictions. Here's the bill's sponsor, Representative Katie Hall, during the House Education Committee hearing.
We all support diversity and inclusion, but DEI has come to mean differential treatment in some cases, and we want everyone to get the support they need, no matter what.
Essentially, Republicans believe DEI isn't performing the way it should be. They argue it's become a source of inequity, not equality.
Here are a few key points. They're really focused on hiring. That means removing DEI questions and statements from the application and hiring process. For example, asking someone how their work has furthered or contributed to diversity no longer flies. Conservatives say that leads to a workforce, particularly in schools, with the same political views.
Speaking of schools, they want to ditch these offices or initiatives that have the name diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Republicans also say they don't want Utahns to be forced to learn and assimilate to certain political ideologies. Representative Hall says some professors have reached out to her about DEI.
There is little diversity of viewpoint within the faculty and virtually no willingness to hire anyone who won't think the same as the majority view.
The way some conservatives see it, universities indoctrinate their students to be liberal or progressive.
They've been worried about this for decades, though it resurfaces with different names.
Think affirmative action or critical race theory. It's a push and pull over what is racist or discriminatory and how that should be handled in society.
And this bill does take aim at that. In its text, it seeks to give everyone a shot based solely on their ability. So it prohibits any language that describes meritocracy as, quote, inherently racist or sexist. It also prohibits language that describes race as the driving force behind society's struggles.
But lawmakers can only put mandates on publicly funded spaces, so that's where it's coming up now. Hall did say she is not trying to squash diversity on school campuses or in the workplace.
To be clear, I want to reiterate that these individuals want diversity on their campuses, but they feel like the universities are lacking diverse viewpoints as well and are not teaching students how to critically think or model constructive disagreement.
We're going to take a quick break. After, we'll hear what the Democrats think about all this.
You're listening to State Street.
Support for State Street comes from the Hinckley Report podcast, a weekly roundtable discussion about the biggest political headlines in the Beehive State. Find new episodes of PBS Utah's The Hinckley Report every Friday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to State Street. I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Sage Miller. So we've been talking about this bill to do away with DEI programs in public schools, universities, and state agencies.
Bill sponsor, Republican Representative Katie Hall, believes it'll create a more equal landscape for all Utahns, regardless of race, political views, and values.
But the Democrats disagree. Hard. During a news conference earlier in the week, Representative Sandra Hollins, who is the only Black legislator, said she thinks the bill sends the wrong message.
You know, I've heard from a number of people in the community, particularly in communities of color, who feel that that war has been declared on them in this state. They are saying that they no longer feel safe in the state of Utah, and so that is my concern.
And we heard this come up from the Democrats during the bill's debate. They shared some personal stories of how DEI has affected them, like Minority Leader Angela Romero.
The reason why I'm here is because of programs like the Center for Ethnic Student Affairs, because what it did is it addressed the disparities. As long as I can remember, on a university campus, there has always been a vice president for diversity. And so for me, I'm afraid that we're erasing people. We're erasing identities, we're erasing experiences. And I know people's intent isn't that. I'm not saying anyone in this room is doing that on purpose, but I want to remind all my colleagues there's unintentional consequences when we just try to sweep things and say we're all the same because we're not.
At the heart of the Democratic argument is that this bill ignores systemic racism. The Dems say by not acknowledging inherent inequities in areas like education and employment, the work towards equality will actually go backwards.
The bill has now passed the House. That vote was along party lines. It now goes to the Senate next, where it will repeat the process.
This is a Republican supermajority, so some version of this bill will become law in Utah.
And Governor Cox said at a December press conference, once something comes across his desk on this topic, he's all in.
I can assure you, after this legislative session, it will not be happening here in the state of Utah. I think that is awful. I think it's bordering on evil that we're forcing people into a political framework before they can even apply for a job by the state.
We should say that universities have pushed back on this to say that they don't force anyone into a particular ideology. But regardless, this one's getting signed into law. This is the second year of lawmakers front-loading the session with contentious issues. It's clearly the new way of operating for the legislature. Get that spicy stuff in early and get it through fast and furious. The question is, does it leave enough time for the public to weigh in?
Well, that public hearing did last a while. People were clearly motivated to get up there and have their voice heard, even though it was a short 24-hour notice.
But that might not be the case for everyone. If you aren't paying attention from day one, you could be left in the dark.
The discussion on this isn't over yet. There's still time to make your voice heard, whichever side of the debate you land on.
It still has to make it through a Senate committee hearing and pass through the full Senate before it goes to the governor.
That all could happen this week. But the Senate has shown a willingness to amend other contentious bills in the past. That chamber is seen as being less reactive to the political winds of the day than the House can be.
But like we said, with the Republican supermajority and the governor on board, this one's becoming a law one way or another.
That does it for this episode of State Street. I'm Sean Higgins.
And I'm Sage Miller. There are a lot of people behind the scenes making State Street happen. Caroline Ballard is our executive producer. We have production help from David Childs and KUER News Director Elaine Clark.
Jim Hill, Raquel Davis, and Eleanor Gomberg make up our digital team. And a special thanks to Martha Harris for helping us gather tape.
If this episode left you with questions, let us know. There's a fancy comment box at kuer.org/statestreet. You may see your question answered in a future episode.
And we've already heard from nearly 30 of you. Issues like the Great Salt Lake, along with air quality and water, topped the list. You also told us you're worried about education, housing, the economy, and how government and democracy is functioning. DEI was high on the list, too. If you want to weigh in, visit us at kuer.org.
Catch you next week. And I'm Sage Miller. There are a lot of people behind the scenes making State Street happen. Caroline Ballard.
This is a ballad of a long day.
I know.
From KUER.